Don't touch that dial. You have reached your destination. This is WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. The name of this show is called A Voice of a People. And my name is Linda Sims. I'm here with you live today on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download free app. This app is free. It's called TuneIn. Once you download it, click on and search WWGH. We have one more option for you so you can be a part of the show by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or if you would like to make any comments to be a part of this conversation today. Again, that telephone number is 740-383-9944. Let's move on and let me share with you who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. If you were not aware, I'm sorry because you just missed it. The third Saturday of every month is free produce. Fresh produce. Okay? Now, it will take place again October the 17th because it is every third Saturday. They start at 12 noon until 2 p.m. If you have no need of free produce, please share this information with others who may be in need of fresh produce. Again, it is October the 17th, so mark your calendars, okay? We also have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company. With 27 years of experience working for you, located LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there, 740-262-0939. Last but not least, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325, North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. And if this is your first time, thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People. And if you're one of those who listen to me every Monday and Tuesday from 4:15 to 5 p.m., hi, how are you doing today? I do have a thought for you today, and it is titled, Everything is Fine. You know, sometimes you ask people, well, how are you doing today? Oh, I'm fine. How's everything going in your family? Oh, everything is fine. Everything is fine. No matter how it may look on the outside, no matter what you may be going through internally. Okay, but you know, they say speak things that are not as if they were, and sometimes it makes us feel better to say, oh, it's fine. And maybe we should, because then if you say everything's not fine, then you go into why it's not fine, and before you know it, you're complaining, right? Okay, this is titled, Everything's Fine. To a truly contented and enlightened soul, everything in the world, which means the way the world is right now, is just fine. To the enlightened and discontented soul, this will sound like a massive avoidance. But think about it. Does the masterful actor go to the theater for their evening performance and on entering the stage start shifting the backdrop, altering the scenery, and moving the props around? Of course not. They are totally concentrated on the role they need to create and play to the best of their ability. And so it is with the world. The backdrop to our life is the way things are at this moment in time. The props are exactly where they are meant to be at this moment in time. You know, you may not think so, and sometimes I wonder about my own life. You know, well, why is this specific thing happening now? Why didn't it happen years ago or fast forwarded in the future? I'm not ready for it right now, but According to this, the props are exactly where they are meant to be at this moment in time. Many people spend their whole lives trying to change the backdrop and move the props around. Is that you? Is that me? Sometimes it is. Little realizing the futility of the exercise. Yes, they may succeed in altering the angle here, a minute part of the picture there, but all at the cost of the focus and the energy needed to put on their best performance. Little did they realize that if they had fully focused on their performance and achieved their own highest standards of excellence, that is like being content where you are. Why are you always trying to change things? Why is things never good enough for you? Why are you not content? And, you know, a lot of us are like that. You know, well, I don't like the couch over here. Let me put it over there. This picture is really out of place, you know. But people do that with their lives also. Okay, let me read that again. Little did they realize that if they had fully focused on their performance and achieved their own highest standards of excellence, see, we have excellence in us. Okay, we're not perfect, but we do have excellence. Not only would those around them be immensely enriched, but the backdrop of the props of their life would have changed automatically as the invitations roll in to perform their life elsewhere. Now, does that make you feel good? If you just do what you're supposed to do, everything else will fall in line. That's by being content, okay? And realizing that everything is fine and that everything in your life is for a reason. It happens for a reason. It happens at a certain time because it's destined to be that. Is that destiny or not? Okay? Excellence is a much more powerful influence in the world than discontent. True, I agree with that. So, everything is fine out there. No one said it's perfect, but it is exactly the way it should be at this moment. COVID-19 or not. Okay. Civil unrest or not. Hurricanes and tornadoes or not. Flooding and fires or not. Everything is just like it should be at this time. So, here is the paradox of effective change. If you want to influence change for the better, then the most effective way to begin is with contentment with the way things are. The way things are the way things are meant to be. That may be a lot to swallow, because it may not be, you might not be having the happiest time of your life. Nothing may not be going your way at all. Then again, everything could be going your way, and you're wondering, why? What did I do that was so good that everything seems to be so perfect in my life, and I'm just going through this wonderful thing, a wonderful time in my life, and I'm happy with it, and I'm content with it. So what's going on? What did I do to deserve this? Well, maybe you really didn't do anything to deserve it, but what goes up must come down. What you reap, you shall sow. My mother used to say, you're not always down. That is when things go bad and I'm feeling down and I may be crying and going on. And she would always say, you're not always down and you're not always up. And there should be some comfort in that. So when we find ourselves in a position in our life that it seems like nothing is going right, just understand or try to understand and encourage yourself that it's only temporary. Okay? The sun doesn't shine every day, but the sun is still in the same place. No one has moved it. The clouds may be covering up, but the sun is still there. Okay? The moon is going to always rise at night. You may not can see it every night. Like we said, clouds can cover them up, even the stars, but they are still in the same place. So, we can find content in our own lives by understanding this principle. Everything is like it should be at this moment and at this time in my life. No matter what it looks like, no matter who's in my life, no matter who left my life. I may be starting a new job. I might be going to leave this country and move to another country and start my life all over again. Everything is the way it should be right now and in this time. So no matter what we do, no matter what happens, we can't say that. It's not my time. It's not the time for me to be leaving this country. Well, why? If you can leave this country and start life somewhere else, why not? You know, I watch that on HGTV. I try to, the International House Hunters International, because I like seeing people leaving where they are and going to different places and starting a new life and meeting new friends and maybe downsizing. They need to downsize their life. Or not only that, just meet new friends and maybe take their skills and their talents somewhere else and start a new business. But those things happen because they're supposed to happen when they happen. And the timing is perfect. We don't always understand what's going on in our life nor in the world. Like I said earlier, COVID-19, pandemic. But evidently, it's the time for COVID-19, pandemic. It's time for that. This is the right time. This moment, this whole year, 2020, even though we weren't really aware of it, January came into February, but it's here and it's still here. And we're still dealing with it. But, you know, we're not forsaken. We haven't been tossed away. I do pray for those who have lost loved ones to COVID-19. I really feel for them. And I pray that, you know, less and less people come in contact with it. Hopefully, if we continue to wear our mask, keep our hands clean, use our sanitizer, that we can beat this COVID-19. Whether they have a vaccine for it or not. Okay. And if they do, I don't think they can make everyone take it. You know, a lot of people don't take the flu shot, even though it's offered every year for years and years and years. And your doctors may say, oh, it's flu season. Are you ready for your shot? But we might not do that. Okay. So our life is what it is, what it should be. At this moment and at this time in our lives, that goes for your country, that goes for the election, whoever you're going to vote for, and whoever will receive the presidency. Same thing, because you know there's someone smarter than all of us on this earth or have ever been on this earth except for one, Jesus Christ. God said, I knew you, Jeremiah, before the foundation of the world. So if he knew Jeremiah before the foundation of the world, and I had ordained you a prophet, then he already knows the entire beginning and ending of the world. Because, see, time does not constrict him, okay? It does not constrict him. He is, I guess I would say, he is time. Because he can move in and out of time, and who can stop him? No one can stop God from moving in and out of time. Because he's omnipotent, okay? Omnipresent, multifarious. He is all those things. You just can't put him in a box and just think, think that everything is okay. Now, that was our thought for today. Everything is fine, so remember that, okay? Tyler Pigman is my guest today. He is the environmentalist for the health department here in Marion, Ohio. He will be calling in promptly about 4:30. We will have a telephone interview. And we will be talking about the age of COVID and how things have opened up and the protocols that we can expect or that they're following right now. He will also be giving us some statistics as far as, is it getting worse? Is it getting better? What's rising? What's lowering? Marion, Ohio has many facets where COVID-19 is concerned, because we have a prison, well, several prisons here in Marion, Ohio, and the rate of contact was really high at one time. So we don't know where it lies right now, but we will be asking Tyler that. soon as he calls in. So hopefully it will be almost any moment now. But remember, everything is fine. Everything is for everything that's going on and happening for us, to us, around us, in our city, state, country, and in the world. It's for this moment and for this time. So everything is fine. So, and the Bible says, be content with such things as you have. We must learn to be content the way things are. Here's our call. Here's Tyler. Is this Tyler?
Yes, is this Linda Sims?
Yes, Tyler, it is. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Always a pleasure to talk to you on this fine Monday here in Marion, Ohio, huh?
Isn't it beautiful?
You know, I will say, a little cold for my liking. I miss those 80, 90 degree days. I'll get a good sweat in. But it got cold real quick. Yes, indeed.
Yes, it did, didn't it?
So what's going on in Radio Land?
Radio is still radio. You know, we're still part of the media. We still want to know what's going on and trying to keep people informed. Things move so fast.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
So that's what we're doing. And I wanted you on so you can inform my listeners as to where we are, why we are, what's going on with things opening up. Some of the protocols that has to be followed, and how's that going?
Sure. Well, you know, like everybody else knows, Linda, it's a roller coaster. We go up, we go down, we go up, we go down. We were on a really good path. The state had us at yellow the last several weeks, then we just went to orange. But other than that, you know, not bad, not too bad in this county. And we're doing very well as a county overall, as long as everybody keeps up those measures. You know, and I get it. It's tiresome. You don't want somebody to keep telling you, put a mask on, or, hey, stay 6 feet from that person. You know, but we got to get through the fatigue, Linda. We got to get through it.
Right, right.
You know, we got to keep doing the right things. That's why Marion is doing so well as a county right now. We got to keep up the good work. You know, I'm not a motivational speaker, but I feel like I got to become one. You know, you see some people, you know, you go to some stores, you see some people dragging, you know, wear their mask, blow their nose, do things they're not supposed to. We got to keep people motivated. We got to be on the right path here. This is a marathon, not a sprint. I've been telling you that every month I come on, and it's a marathon. But there is going to be an end in sight. We will get to that end. But to keep people safe, to keep people from getting sick, to keep people from dying, we got to keep doing the same old things.
That's true. That is so true. What is the responsibility of the health department?
You know, our responsibility, it varies. We're working on a lot here. You know, our nurses are reaching out to that positive person, making sure they're home isolating as they should be. Our nurses do a lot of work in that realm. My division, we do the contact tracing. We find out who's been in contact with somebody with COVID, making sure they quarantine for the 14 days. We're working with businesses that, you know, the state put out a lot of regulations, as we know, in every industry. They just put out regulations for trick-or-treating on Friday.
Oh, really?
Yes, indeed. They had regulations for everything. And so what the role of me and my inspectors is to help the businesses do that. And, you know, if people aren't doing what they're supposed to, they call us. We follow up on that, too. That's part of our role here. But as you know, we're educators first, regulators second. We want to work with people. We want to work with businesses to see what they can do within the guidelines to keep everybody safe.
Well, that's a big job.
Yeah, hey, someone's got to do it. But, you know, we work with the state, too. We have an emergency preparedness coordinator, works with the state, make sure we get PPE for the hospital, for the doctor's offices, for the dentist's offices, for the clinics. You know, we work on that end as well. It's varied, and we try to put information out there. I don't know if you saw our last video we did, Linda. We put on Facebook. It was about getting the about the football teams and the fall sports teams. We want to have a seamless fall season. We don't want to quarantine a whole team. I don't want to quarantine an offensive line. So, you know, it's the parents, you know, teaching their kids, letting their kids know, hey, this is what you got to do to be safe so you can play football after school. How about this? So you can go to school. You know, Marion's done such a good job where I'm aware of one school is going back, I believe, in a week, 5 days a week. We're talking to schools about going back full-time because we are doing a good job. We're not seeing a high prevalence in schools.
Wow, that's great.
You know, I got some school stuff for you. I know when you called me last week, you know, we want to talk about schools. And just a couple things for the public. If somebody has COVID or a student has COVID or a teacher has COVID in a school, that's all public information. That's all reportable to the governor's office. So right now, I'm on, it's the coronavirus.ohio.gov. They have a dashboard for schools where the schools report. You know, do they have a staff case? Do they have a student case? Do they have a new one this week? Is it cumulative? They have all that information. That's all public.
Okay. All public. So, wow.
Yeah, so people can kind of know what's going on. And internally here, we do have weekly meetings with all the superintendents, and they usually bring along their nurses as well. So we're meeting every week on a Zoom call, of course, not in person. But we talk to them. What are they seeing? What's going on? What's the newest regulations? You know, what's the numbers we can share with them? What are they seeing in the schools? From what we keep hearing from our superintendents, the students in Marion are doing a great job. These students are following. You know, in most hallways, there's an arrow that goes down and an arrow that goes up. These students are following that. The students are wearing masks properly and wearing them in the schools. That's perfect. And the schools
perfect.
Are doing what they can to keep the distances. One of the things we're having all of our schools do here in Marion are seating charts. So they need to know where every student is sitting on a bus coming to school. We need to know in every classroom, every class they have, where the student's seating. And we need to know at lunch. They go into a lunch room, we need to know where they're seating. So we're working with all the schools. All the schools have that information for us. So should we have a positive case, we get to it real quick. The schools get us the information we need, who's the contacts. We call the affected student. We contact the contacts. We've got down to a seamless process. And that's all because our schools are doing a great job. They're doing what they're supposed to do. And frankly, the students are doing what they're supposed to do, which is music to our ears when we hear that.
That's great. That is wonderful. So does that mean no one has contracted the disease in the Marion City and County schools?
We have had, I believe, two cases at two different schools. We have had that. And you'll see that here on the state dashboard website I'm looking at. But we have a process in place. We've been talking to these schools since the middle of summer. We've been having meetings with them. They know our expectations, so they give us that information real quick. We do what we need to do to stop that transmission.
You know, I'm happy things are going great with the students because I'm sure they were tired of sitting at home and not being able to go outside. And, you know, kids have all type of energy, and they need to get out and run and jump and play and things like that. And that's really good news to hear that they can go to school, wear their mask, keep their hands clean, and the social distancing. How is that working, though?
That all depends on every school and the space they have. It depends on the classrooms. Our recommendation is everybody keeps that 6 feet. We want that 6 feet, Linda. We want it. But some schools can't do it. But if they can't do it, that's why kids are in masks as well. So, but going back to the point you just made about the socialization, I have a young daughter, and she's getting sick of mom and dad. I'll tell you that right now. Earlier in the summer, you know, I have a brother and sister-in-law. They've got a couple of kids, but they're teachers. So during the summer, it was easy for all of them to quarantine. They weren't going anywhere. They were staying at home. So we could actually go see them. My daughter could play with my niece, which is wonderful. Well, now everybody's back to school. We can't do that anymore. And I just noticed, you know, my daughter's missing that social interaction. And I, believe me, as a parent in my head, I'm thinking, long term, what's that doing? I don't know. I'm not a scientist, sociologist, psychologist. That's not me. But that's something I have to think about. And we went and did some family pictures Friday night. And my daughter kept wanting to go to this photographer. And it's like, no, we have to grab her and say, no. You know, you can't go near people. And as a parent, it feels bad. But I know for the safety and well-being of my daughter, that's what we have to do. My daughter has a heart condition. Some of these reports you've seen, it's in the media. COVID can lead to, what's it called, myocarditis, something like that. Mm-hmm. It can hurt your heart. And my daughter has a bad ticker. So this could be possibly fatal for her. So we, as parents, my wife and I, we need to mind our P's and Q's, and we need to keep ourselves safe, in turn to keep our daughter safe.
Right. Right. Have to follow protocol. We all do.
Absolutely. And as much as we don't want to, don't get me wrong, I'm irritated too. I got, you know, I'm a 36-year-old man. What am I doing with pimples on my face? But it's wearing these masks, Linda, wearing a facial covering that wherever I go, you know, I'm keeping that on my face. Just like the CDC says, like what the president says, like what everybody says, wearing those masks. So I'm following what I have to do to keep myself safe and to keep anybody I come in contact with safe.
Yeah, I'm proud of our city, too. I've seen more people with their mask on. It's not like it used to be maybe a month or so ago where you could go in the store and only like two or three people would have their mask on. But now it's like the majority of the people do have their mask on. And I think people are understanding finally that COVID-19 is real, and people are still contracting the disease and dying.
Linda, you're right on point. It's real, and it's here. It's the truth.
Yes.
And so we want everybody to stay vigilant. You know, keep following the rules. Keep doing the stuff. You're going to say, Todd, I'm doing this for 6 months. I'm done with it. No, we got to keep going on the right path. There's not a time to go off the cliff. Let's keep going on the right path towards health, safety, and happiness. That's where I want to go.
Me too.
And, you know, this mask thing, I'll tell you something that irritates me. I see it on the Facebook and the MyFace, all that stuff. I see this on social media saying, people saying, oh, wearing a mask is, it's about fear. You're afraid of something. You know what? I say that's malarkey. It's not about fear. It's about respect. I respect people too much to go to not wear a mask. You know, I respect people. I respect people's boundaries. Now, I'm sure you don't like if people sneeze on you or sneeze on your shoulder, Linda. You know?
I know, that's right. Please, I didn't like it before COVID.
I'm with you. You know, and I don't want to smell people's breath. I don't want to smell anyone's coffee breath.
Or have their spit all over me either, you know.
Yes. I get enough drool on me at home with my daughter and wife. I don't need anybody else drooling on me, you know. So, the mask, if we get through this COVID, these things will be short-term. But, you know, they're not the be-all, end-all. People think a mask is like steel concrete in front of your face. That's where you got to keep with the distancing as well. Mind your distance. Mind where you're at and where your families are at.
Now, someone brought this up to me over the weekend. We may be going through this the entire 2021 and half of 2022. What do you think about that?
Oh, geez. You're going to make me faint, Linda. Oh, my goodness. Well, I will tell you, I was on a conference call with the Chamber of Commerce probably last month. You know what? I'll tell you what. Our Chamber of Commerce does a fantastic job. They put out accurate and timely information. They're real partners with industry, with businesses, and real partners with public health. I don't know how many chambers you're going to find like that, Linda, but they do such a great job. There was a conference call that all the chambers in Ohio had with the Lieutenant Governor last month. Mm-hmm. And Matt Carberry, our chamber person, invited every chamber member, which is fantastic. So I logged on, and someone had asked the Lieutenant Governor about a vaccine. And he had said, you know, don't expect having it in mass supply until next summer. I almost fell out of my chair. But, you know what? We're in a pandemic. This is 1918. You know, this is what we hear war stories about. This is what they make movies about, Linda. Right. You know? So that's why we want to wear a mask. We want to follow those protocols. So, you know, we'll end up in a movie. You know? I was going to play you or me, but, you know, we could either be the heroes or we could be dead in it. You know, I'd rather be a hero.
Me too. I agree with that, Tyler. Most definitely. I agree with that. Yeah. And I was thinking, are you kidding me? 2021, 22? But if that's what it takes, you know, because they don't have a vaccine for it yet, you know, and I think that would probably be more delay. You know, keep us more delayed than anything. But
I will tell you, We're getting prepared though, Linda. We're getting prepared.
Yes.
We've started initial planning for if there does become a vaccine. That's what we do with the health department. We can't plan for tomorrow. We plan for 6 months down the road, a year down the road, 3 months down the road. You know, if a vaccine comes quicker. We're planning right now. What does this look like? Where are we going to do this? Who's going to be involved?
Yeah. You're right, Tyler. Woo, 2021.
You know what? This year has been a year of years. I'm ready to turn the page, you know? Let's turn the page. I've had a heck of a Monday, you know? Let's just drop that ball and call it 2021 and start anew.
It's almost here anyway.
But, hey, you're right. Can you believe Halloween's around the corner?
We were so focused on COVID and civil unrest and all the things that were going on, tornadoes and hurricanes and fires, and the year is almost over.
You know, that's what I keep saying. What's next? What's in store? I'm terrified. You know, it seems every month there's something new. You know, it's it is certainly interesting.
It has been, hasn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Very dangerous year, too. Deadly. Not just with the virus, but seemed like everything that's been going on, you know. And not only that, people killing themselves and one another. And, oh, it's just, I don't know. The day that we're living in.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. I hear you. But you know what? We can only do our best. You know, every day. Yeah, but I know people aren't super happy with the public health right now, but me and every single person in this building at Marion Public Health, from the bottom to the top, our health commissioner, we're doing everything we can. You know, we want to save lives, and if we save one life, Linda, it's worth it. It's worth all this. You know, mm-hmm. That one life could be your mother. It could be your daughter. It could be your sibling. And if everybody just wearing a mask saves that one person, it's worth it.
Yes, it is.
You know, you don't know who that person is. And COVID affects everybody differently. It doesn't matter the age. It affects everybody. You know, I don't know if I told you last time I was on. My grandmother's sister, 92 years old, and a nurse known, got COVID fought it real good. But then, you know, we got young people here that you get it, you could be on a ventilator, you know?
Right.
You just don't know. And frankly, I'm not willing to take that chance with my family. I don't know about you.
No, I'm not. I'm really not, no. Because I have a great-grandbaby who's just only 2 years old, and God forbid, you know, if she was to contract that disease, it would, you know. I know they're, all cases are not the same. I know some are milder than others, and some are very deadly and severe. I guess it's sort of like the flu if you would get it. Some people have it worse than others, but
yeah.
The flu is the flu, though. How can you, even if you have a touch of the flu, you're sick as I don't know what.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth.
You know?
I don't know. I was at a wedding last fall in October. Linda, I hadn't had the flu in probably a decade, since I first moved to Marion probably 14 years ago. And I was at this wedding, and it was October. It was a seasonal day, you know, a little warm. But I kept getting warmer and warmer throughout the night. And I wasn't drinking. I just had something to eat. I just kept getting hot. I had to go outside, take a walk. And that night, I spent the night in a hotel right next to an AC unit. I was like, why am I so hot? Why go home? I got a thermometer. And I had a fever, you know. And I started going a little loopy. I was dehydrated, and I had the flu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's no picnic either. And that's why they say get a flu shot. And so I'm itching to get my flu shot. You know, I just heard this weekend talking about co-infections of having the COVID and the flu. That's the last thing I want.
Oh, no.
Yes.
So that's going to be possible, huh?
That's
almost
why they
like
people two
different kinds of flus, right?
You know, and I was never a big flu shot person until I worked in public health.
No.
You know, so some years it's stronger than others. That's out there. But even if it helps me, one iota with the flu, I'm getting it. I'm sorry. I was miserable. I was just outright miserable when I had the flu.
Yeah, it is a very not-so-nice infection. I guess that's what
all.
You would call it, a virus, you know. That flu is something else. Even a mild case is like, I'm miserable. I'm sick, you know.
You're right. It's hard to just get a touch of the flu. It's either, usually you either got it or you don't, you know.
That's true. But COVID seems to be somewhat different, you know.
Yeah, COVID's definitely different. It's definitely different.
Because I know people had mild cases and some people have lost loved ones.
Yeah.
For the same one. But, you know, I know you heard about this maybe a few weeks back when, I don't know, it was the CDC or whoever made this statement that they were contemplating maybe only like 10,000 people had actually died from COVID instead of the 100,000 for the state of Ohio. Is that true?
Not that I'm aware of. You know what? From what is out there, I know the governor talks about this at his press conferences, you know, usually the people that pass have other health conditions. But that's kind of common sense. You know, you get something and you have something else. Let's say you have diabetes or you have AIDS or you have some other type of blood condition or something, and you get an infection on top of it. That never helps your original condition, you know?
Right.
So when it comes to those numbers, I'm not going to act like I'm a epidemiologist or doctor here. You know, I'm just the local health inspector. I'm not going to act like somebody I'm not.
Right.
But yeah, I'm going to go with whatever the medical community is saying.
Right. I kind of agree with that, too. And I think, you know, people were saying, well, it hasn't really been that many. But when you keep that context in your mind, you're thinking, well, it's really not that bad, you know, and then I can do this and I can do that. I really don't have to wear my mask. And I think it puts us in a dangerous state of mind that, oh, they're lying to us and, you know, and things like that, which, you know, a lot of people think that, oh, they're just blowing this out of proportion and they're lying to us and it's really not that bad. And not that many people even had it or died from it. But like you said, people have other reasons why they do die, but that was kind of outstanding to say 10,000 out of 100,000. You know, that kind of puts you in a thinking, oh, well, it's not that bad.
Well, and he, you know what? A lot of stuff's kind of been politicized in regards to COVID. And my thing is, what are the facts?
Right, the
just
facts.
Give me the facts. I don't remember who used to say that, but just give me the facts. That's all I want.
Right.
Give me the facts, and I'll keep moving. You know, that's what it's about. It's, you know, it's easy to throw stuff up against the wall, but, you know, give me the hard data, give me the real stuff, and that's where we'll form, you know, our opinions and our best guesses. But I got to have that data in front of me.
True, and we can't believe everything we hear because, like you said, it's a roller coaster. We're up and down and in and out. No one really can pinpoint anything to a certain science where COVID is concerned. We're still going day by day learning different things about it, you know?
Well, and it's so new. It's so new. It's a newer virus. We don't know what this looks like 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road. We don't know what this looks like a year out. It's a new virus, you know?
Yeah.
And things change. Things change when you have something new like that. And I get the trepidation. People are saying, well, you told us in March we don't need to wear masks. Now we do. Well, frankly, more information came out, more data came out, where you're safer if everybody wears one, you know?
Yes.
So that's the kind of data that, you know, and like I said, I get the trepidation. But then again, things change. You know, what's static in life, you know?
Yes, things have changed, and, you know, we may not never get back to what we consider our normal, and maybe we shouldn't even want to go back to what is normal, you know. Yeah, maybe some of these things we should have been doing all the time and not being so lovey-dovey with everybody. You know, there's certain people you can be that way with, you know, but touching one another all the time, you know.
Yeah.
If you're not in the same household, you know, it's just,
yeah.
It's going to be a little different.
Business. I don't know about you, Linda. I like carry out. I like ordering from a restaurant, taking it home, rather than having to drive to a restaurant, making sure I have enough diapers, making sure I have the diaper bag, making sure I have wipes to clean off my daughter's seat, making sure I have something to put on it. You know, that's a pain going to a restaurant doing that. But if I could just order, hey, I'm going to come pick this up, that's awesome. I love it. You know, this has really shown my wife and I how much we like carry out, how much we, you know, we'll invest in this carryout scene. And my wife, she's fortunate. Sometimes she gets to work from home. That's fantastic that she's allowed to do that. You know, if businesses can save money by having their people at home still being productive, they don't have to pay for the infrastructure. They don't have to pay for the electric bill, sewer bill, pay a mortgage on a place just for people to come work. They can do that at home, you know?
Yeah. So a lot of things have changed.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Isn't that life? Things are always changing.
Amen.
That's just how it is, you know.
Yeah.
Who would have thought I got a computer in my pocket?
Yeah.
You know, I went to an elementary school many, many moons ago where we had one computer per floor.
Yeah.
And now I got one in my pocket. So.
I think we all do.
Times change. Things change. That's life.
Yes, technology change, and we're supposed to be smarter. Right?
Sometimes I think the older I get, the dumber I get. So I don't know, maybe not for me.
My mom used to tell my dad that. And he used to look at her like, what? She did. She used to tell him that all the time. Boy, they were characters, okay? I know you're not like that, but thank you, Tyler, so much. I have enjoyed our conversation. You have really shared some good information and facts with us, and we're just continue to pray for the best, and this vaccine eventually comes along, and we continue to wear a mask, and look forward to information coming from the Ohio Health Department. It's really a godsend, and people really want to know the facts and that we're in a good place, and we're in a good place right now.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you something that's coming pretty soon here. So we're working on our website, and what we're trying to do is make all this COVID information manageable. You know,
that's good.
Like, there's so much information where it's pages upon pages. Who has time for that? You know, if you got a full-time job, you got kids, you're coming out, well, you don't have time to read a 10-page thing.
Right.
So what we're trying to do, put it in bite size, put it in a one-page format, using maybe just using some infographics, and that's it. So people know what they need to know. You know, they come to our website, hey, I need some school information. I don't really know what's going on at school. Boom, we have that. Quick, easy bite, you know, mobile friendly.
Well, that's
and
good.
So we have information for everybody. That's what we're working on. Look for that coming out real soon.
Right. That's good. We're out of time.
All right. Hey, you have a very nice day, Linda.
You too, and thank you, and God bless.
God bless you too.
Uh-huh, and bye.
Bye.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM. We're in team with WWGH, and we have a lot for you today, including the person we've been talking about for such a long time that was going to come again to WWGH, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers.
Speedy delivery.
Yay! Boy, that sure sounds familiar.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM. Welcome back.
I'm going to do one of my poems here tonight.
I hope,
really
I hope so. The Tom Snyder Bob Hope story.
Oh,
that's
you want to hear it now?
No, we want to get the answer to the question.
Oh,
okay.
But your question is not